This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
I want to make you aware of a very important visual demonstration that will help answer some questions and really demolishes the left-wing media lies about immigration and refugees and the so-called Muslim ban and all of that. It's a video by a group called Numbers USA, and it's really an astonishing video. The professor in the video, or journalist, I'm sorry, is Roy Beck, and he's using a gumballs demonstration to visually show you things that the mainstream media will never report. So their website is numbersusa.com, and I've got their video posted on Natural News under, well, just search for the word gumballs, G-U-M-B-A-L-L-S, gumballs, and you'll find it. And so the video is really quite astonishing. We've got it on talknetwork.com as well. And what this video shows is that on average, since about 1990, we've taken in America, about 1 million refugees slash, well, and immigrants every year. Roughly 1 million, a little over 1 million in more recent years. But on average, since 1990, it's been about 1 million a year. And that sounds like a lot of people, and it is a lot. It's tough to assimilate all of those people into the American culture. And it actually, you know, it puts quite a burden on our infrastructure and our resources, our schools, education, healthcare, and so on, to bring in that many people. Now, I'm not against immigration. My wife's an immigrant. She's a legal immigrant. And we followed the rules. We went through the INS process many, many years ago. We did it all legally, all above board. And she has been a very positive contribution to America. And she and I both have worked together to help improve things in America, raise awareness about all the things that we cover on natural health and so on. So we're not against immigration. The right immigrants can be very beneficial to America. But the left, the left-wing media seems to be telling us that if we don't accept almost somehow all the world's refugees and impoverished immigrants, that we're somehow cruel, and they make an emotional appeal. And that's really the way the left often works. It's just emotions, but they lack numbers. And that's what this debate really needs, is more numbers. And that's why numbersusa.com is sharing the numbers. And they're quite astonishing, because if you look at who's really impoverished around the world, and if you were to count the number of people in different regions that make less than $2 a day, which is what I believe United Nations, or at least some group of the UN, describes as being really impoverished, you've got about 650 million people in Africa alone. 650 million. That's by the way, just to keep this in mind, that's twice the population of America, okay, in Africa alone. So twice the number of people in all of America are living in Africa on less than $2 a day. And that's just Africa. India's got almost 900 million. It's like almost three times the U.S. population living in poverty. China's got almost half a million. I'm sorry, almost half a billion. 480 million. That's almost half a billion people living on less than $2 a day, just in China. And the rest of Asia is another almost 1 billion, about 810 million. And then Latin America's got about 100 million more. And in all, that's around 3 billion people across the planet who are making less than $2 a day. 3 billion people. Almost 10 times the population of America. Now, if you were to look at this is what he explains in this video, the numbersusa.com video. If you start to include people who live on incomes lower than the average income in Mexico, which is also a poor nation, basically in large part a narco state run by the drug cartels, then that 3 billion number of people around the world grows by another 2.6 billion to become about 5.6 billion people on the planet living in what we would call poverty in America, and most of those living at under $2 a day. Now, we take in about 1 million people a year. And yet there are 5.6 billion people who are living in this poverty. Now, just in case you've forgotten your metric math, 1 billion is 1,000 times larger than a million. So if we have 1 million immigrants slash refugees coming into the United States every year, that is against a massive global population of poverty of 5,600 million. You got that? 5,600 million. So out of that 5,600, we're taking in one. And the line from the false left-wing media is, well, that's not enough. We're not compassionate enough. We have to take in, we have to double our immigration. We should take in 2 million people to the United States. We need more immigrants, more refugees. We have to help the impoverished people of the world. Okay. So let's see. If we take in two out of 5,600, let's see what that is. Two divided by 5,600 is 3.57 times 10 to the negative 4. In other words, it's a fraction of a percent of the world's impoverished. We don't make a dent. Even if we were to double our immigration and taking in refugees and taking in impoverished, it wouldn't make a dent in the world population of those who are living in poverty. It's a fraction of 1% of those people. And by the way, it gets even worse because every year that we take in a million immigrants, that third world, you might call it, the world of impoverished people all around the world, they add 80 million more people to their population because they're experiencing a lot of population growth. So every year we take off 1 million of their people and bring them into the United States while they have 80 million more. So if we were to just keep it even to where they weren't experiencing growth in the number of people living in poverty, we would have to take in 80 million immigrants a year into the United States, which would, by the way, turn USA into an instant third world nation. So, you know, these are things you have to look at. Now, we all want to help people. Being members of humanity, most of us tend to be compassionate. We want to help people around the world, right? Well, the answer is, once you look at these numbers, you realize that, you know, we take in 1 million people, but there's 5,600 million more living in poverty all around the world. You realize we can't take all those people into the United States. It's absurd. So how do you help those people? The answer is to help them where they live. And that's what numbersusa.com explains. Help them where they live. There are all sorts of ways that we can help people where they live. And not just by giving them free stuff, by the way. That actually breeds dependence. What you want to do is teach people where they live. Teach them to be more self-reliant. Teach them how to grow their own food, for example. Just teach them basic agricultural and farming techniques. Teach them about basic technology. Give them simple solutions for clean water, for example. But also, ultimately, teach them principles like liberty and free market competition, things that make countries wealthy and abundant and lift people out of poverty. That's the real answer for how we help people around the world. Yet the left, with their false narratives, they say, no, you have to have more Muslims to come into America. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Regardless of someone's religion, for every one person we might bring into America, there are 5,600 other people out there who can't come. They're not able to move or immigrate. They're not refugees. You know, over 99.5% of the world's population, by far, it's actually more like 99.9%, can't even think of coming to America. They have to live their lives where they are. So shouldn't we help them there where we can help the greatest number of people? And that help isn't about just giving aid where, oh, let's give them free shoes and let's give them free clothing. Let's give them free this and that. You know what that actually does? Is it destroys their local economies and small businesses. Because let's suppose you have a shoemaker in a place like Zimbabwe, just to pick one. And all of a sudden, all the Hollywood celebrities in America film a video, shoes for Zimbabwe, and they sing a song, shoes for Zimbabwe, open your heart. And they get like 5 million shoes sent to Zimbabwe, right? Because this is what Hollywood celebrities who are totally brainless like to do, raise emotional issues. It's called virtue signaling. They like to say that, oh, they're virtuous people. Send shoes to Zimbabwe. Well, what happens is it destroys the local economy of shoemakers and the entire pipelines for shoe materials and shoe supplies and so on in Zimbabwe. So it puts all those people out of business. And so even sending aid to these countries in the wrong way can destroy their economies and destroy their dignity. It is anti-humanitarian to destroy their local businesses with overburdensome material aid that's lacking in the kind of educational and sometimes financial support that these countries actually need to get on their own 2 feet. So our real goal in all of this, frankly, if we are compassionate and if we are intelligent, should be not to bring all these people to America. They won't, there's not enough space, there's not enough resources for them here. We can't assimilate that many people. What we need to do is help people where they are and help them in ways that are lasting, help them in ways that encourage and motivate and show them how to get on their own 2 feet and become self-reliant. Because that, my friends, is the sustainable answer to refugees and immigration and compassion. What's interesting in all this is that the political left claims to have a monopoly on compassion, but by bringing people, focusing only on refugees and bringing them all to America, they forget about all the other suffering people elsewhere in the world. It's like out of sight, out of mind. They have a see nothing, say nothing policy. And so who's the most cruel, actually, in this situation? It is those who are trying to get you to focus only on increasing the very limited immigration and refugee welcoming that we can do in America at the expense of helping all those other people in the world who are far worse off. If you really want to help people in the world, limit the immigration to reasonable levels and instead use those resources to go teach people, send teams out to the world to teach farming, to teach permaculture, to teach water filtration and water sanitation, to teach the basics of how do you handle sewage, for example. How do you handle basic hygiene? That's actually a big, big challenge in many of these regions. They don't have the basics. They don't have running water or flushing toilets or even any amount of electricity. So just teaching them basic skills that perhaps you and I might take for granted can make the world of difference for many of these people all around the world, literally for billions of people. So that's the correct answer to this. Don't get suckered into an emotional plea that lacks logic and reason and an assessment of the real numbers. The world is so full of so many people living in such poverty that it's hard for you to really imagine it. You look around America, you think there's people everywhere if you live in a city. That's nothing compared to the masses of people in places like India or China or Africa and so on. There are masses of impoverished people, and the solutions to their poverty are quite simple and straightforward if you have intelligent policies that teach people where they are instead of trying to, you know, trap them in a cycle of government dependence. So those are the correct answers. Share the video. It's from numbersusa.com. Open up more discussions with people about this very important issue. And you can continue to follow my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. At the Health Rangers store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.